Ready?
Yep.
All right, Thursday, January 5th, 2017, Public Safety Committee meeting. We have myself, Joel Frieders, Alderman Chirulis Bosimo, Lieutenant Chief Hilt, Bart Olson, and Chief Police Richard. Minutes for correction or approval from October 6th, 2016. Any comments?
No.
Fine.
Cool. Moving on. New business PS 2017-01, police reports for June through November 2016.
Nothing jumps out on that. You know, it's all kind of tracking on the norm. If anybody sees anything they want to talk about in there, you know, like I say, there's nothing spiking or anything like that.
No.
It's just helpful to have them when people ask you questions about, you know, this is going on and that's going on, and you can kind of respond, no, there was only one incident.
Yeah, that's where we send those daily reports to you guys, too, you know, and as aldermen get a hold of us all the time and ask us questions on that, especially in their areas. And, or like today, we sent out a couple, press releases to all of you so you were aware of what was going on.
That was all over Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I was out there at the scene, and some guy came from around the corner jogging with shorts on and, like, a real small T-shirt with no shoes on, and runs up to the police tape and takes a couple of pictures and turns around and runs back. And I'm like, well, it's like,
and surprisingly, the information on Facebook was very accurate. It actually was. They had it spot on.
So Heartland Subdivision is the most organized subdivision in our town. Those people, it's like they've got a network out there. They have awesome parties. They have, I mean, they're all, you know, they're all hooked up. And we were talking to a lot of the neighbors out there. And so I'm sure they were spreading the word too. So
yeah, the information was actually very accurate.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, new business number two, public safety PS 2017-02, adjudication reports for October through December 2016. Anything special?
No, it's kind of the same on that.
All right, so since we're not moving towards a home rule situation where it's monthly, we're going to keep up with the weekly. Yes.
Yes. No changes other than what's coming up on the next agenda item.
Right. Any comments on the adjudication?
No.
All right. NB number three, PS 2017-03, intergovernmental agreement with Newark for administrative adjudication.
Yeah, there's a resolution and intergovernmental agreement in your packet and an explanation memo. Newark had approached us and said, hey, we only write a couple tickets a year. It'd be nice for us to partner with you rather than go through the circuit court system. Rich thought it was reasonable, brought it to Kathy. Kathy thought it was reasonable. I think it's fine. instead of trying to figure out what the cost sharing would be from the get-go, our proposal is basically to let it go for 6 months, reevaluate it after that, and then Newark will agree to whatever percentage-based cost for the system.
And they would do it here, obviously.
Yep.
Now, is there any conflict between Boyd being the city attorney and Greg being the hearing officer?
There would be, and that would be something they would have to work through. Since they're in the same firm, he wouldn't be able to either
hear
prosecute or hear them. Yeah.
What they're planning on doing is, like, if it's a kind of sheriff's office writes an ordinance ticket there, when they work for them, one of their deputies or one of their command officers would come and do like the deputy chiefs do, act as the like the prosecutor. And from what I understand, if it was one of the like building and zoning type tickets, they'd have one of their city people come do that.
Cool. Yeah, I like the idea of finding new and inventive ways to consolidate services. Save some cash eventually. It's kind of like the whole Oswego, Montgomery, Yorkville partnership. Let's just find better ways to spend money. So I'm all for it. Do we have consent agenda or a regular agenda?
You can put it on consent. We can't make the January 10th agenda yet, so it'd be the 24th.
Well, why don't we put it on the regular agenda, because it's another demonstration of inventive thinking. So, you okay with that?
Whatever you want.
Cool. Yeah, that's the regular agenda, second meeting. All right, now the big one. NB number 4, PS 2017-4, ordinance regulating non-highway vehicles, golf carts and off-road vehicles in public ways.
Yeah, there's a few different memos and emails in your packet. And in short, we had a code section that prevented people from driving golf carts on park property but not on general city property. So this came up in the backyards of Countryside and some of the common areas that are owned by us. But the bigger threat, in my opinion, would have been just all municipal property. Somebody could have taken a golf cart and drove around on the City Hall front lawn, done donuts. We wouldn't have been able to do anything. So we needed to close that loophole. And then this will also impact people in Countryside using those rear yard easements, which I'm sure won't be well received, but it's something that we've passed.
Well, you will make most of the people in Countryside happy.
That's good.
The ones that complain.
Look, the fact of the matter is golf carts come up every so often about passing something to allow it, and this is not a community for golf carts. We have five major highways going through our city. Golf cart community. So, I mean, I know we're going to, you know, upset some people, but at the end of the day, this is not a golf cart community. So, now, obviously, would there be exceptions for parades and if we want to get technical? You know, after the 4th of July parade, you got your golf cart parked in Town Square Park, you can get a ticket.
Maybe that should be something that
we can authorize exceptions for events like that.
There is some language in there that exempts city vehicles for different, like, maintenance operations and things. So that's in the existing code.
We should have a golf cart parade section of the 4th of July parade. I think that that's the handshake between the community and the city, then. We involve them in the 4th of July, ride them once a year, hand to hand, hand to hand. The thing about the ADA, the Disabilities Act, and the golf cart, do we have any idea how much it costs to deal with that issue?
Like the attorneys?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the bill, and I don't know if it's actually come in for that specific issue. It was probably an hour or two, so, you know, $500 probably. And that's, you know, if you really parse through Kathy's bills and even Tom's bills, I mean, there are random crazy things that pop up like that all throughout the year. So, you know, it's just part of, I guess, responding to resident complaints.
Wow. That is an amazing situation. All right, so I'm good with it. Is it going to be for this meeting or be for the second meeting?
It'd be for the second meeting as well.
Okay. Consent. Cool with you?
Cool with me.
All right, that's it for new business. Any old business?
The only thing I thought about was our meetings we usually have at 6. We had this at 6:30 because of Larry to get over here from his work. Since Larry's not on the committee again, I mean, do you guys want to push this back to our staff to get home?
I'm okay with that.
I mean, that's why we did 6:30.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If you guys don't object, I would move that we move public safety to 6 p.m. in 2017.
Sounds great.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Cool. So I guess that does it for additional business. Any other additional business? Meeting adjourned at 6:38.
Thank you.